Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. And welcome, Sherry. Are you there?
I am, Chris. Thank you very much.
Perfect. All right. Well, shall we move along here? Shall we just jump right in?
Yes. Isn't it exciting when it works?
I know. And until I really hear your voice, I don't have any clue that it's actually going to happen. And so once you come in, it's like, okay, this is good.
it happened.
It's perfect.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, sure. Okay, so today, actually the assignment from yesterday, which we practiced with, is the quote is, saying thank you is more than good manners. It is good spirituality. Alfred Painter.
I love that. Don't you love that? Yeah, it's really good.
it just kind of encapsulates all of practice in two very short sentences. So
Yeah.
And then the assignment is, today, continue saying thank you as often as possible and add a smile. Notice the sensations in the body when you smile. Record how a smile is the doorway to dropping the conversation and getting here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
And so today we were continuing with saying thank you, although we were adding a smile.
Yes. Yeah. And I actually encourage people to stop during the day, if I'm remembering correctly, during the day and prove to ourselves that you really can turn the attention in that way and have the experience that we know is possible for us in practice.
Yeah. All right, well, let's see what our first caller has to say.
All right, thanks, Chris.
First caller, you are now live on the air, and would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry and Chris. It's Janice from snowy Vancouver.
Snowy Vancouver, Janice. All right.
Sorry.
It sounds like it's lovely.
It is lovely. I'm so sorry this phone is ringing. I'm going to throw it out the door.
Throw it out into the snow, deep snowbank. Just take care of it.
So what I'm sorry. There seems to be several in this room. Anyhow, what I am is that this is a year of transforming my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got that beautiful app on my iPad with the quotes, and I'm not looking ahead. I'm just waiting to each day as they come and the assignments come and seeing how things are unfolding. I'm noticing that with me saying thank you, I'm including things that the circle of acceptance didn't include before.
Oh, can you say more about that?
Yes. Well, for example, last night, you could say that I didn't sleep well, but I had absolutely no problem because I just said thank you all night long.
Uh-huh. In fact, that is so beautiful. When we do that, not sleeping becomes a gift instead of some sort of torture or punishment, right? Because during the day, we're busy. We're going around. We're doing all this stuff. We're often distracted. It's harder to keep the focus on our practice. But at night, you're lying in bed. There's nothing else going on. And so you can concentrate beautifully. And it just... It makes not sleeping a lovely practice period.
Yes. Just, yes, mm-hmm. The body doesn't have to do anything other than to be acknowledged for all the things it does do.
Yes. Yeah. And you can just relax completely and go into really some very deep states. And the body feels rested in the morning without that anxious conversation of, oh, I'm not sleeping, what's going to happen tomorrow, I'm going to be so tired. Without all of that, we can get up in the morning, because we will, I mean, unless there's something serious going on, you know, we'll get some sleep. you'll eventually fall asleep with that kind of behavior. In fact, the voices really want you to go to sleep if all you're going to do is meditate all night long. And so you get some sleep, and in the morning you actually feel great because you've spent hours meditating. I love it. And in fact, I think I'm one of those people who loves it so much that I hardly ever get a chance to do it now because I just sleep really well.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and I wake up smiling.
Yes.
You know, wake up and just, mm-hmm. And that circle of acceptance, it can be, the whole circle of acceptance even includes duality. And the things that, I like and I don't like, and, if there's anger, there's other things, that it's okay, because actually just I'm finding by accepting it all, just acknowledging, not getting into a story about it, there it is, and just accepting it, my gosh, it just kind of dissipates.
Yes. So yes, it's there, and then we turn our attention away from it.
Yes.
So it's, there's, I don't know, nothing is coming to me as an example. I suppose, what you were fixing for dinner burned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, it did. Okay. Next.
Yeah.
What now? Right? Whatever it is, it's only a problem if we engage in that dualistic world of something wrong and make it a problem. Otherwise, it's just what's happening.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
All right. Well, very good.
And one last thing. Guys, you know that thing about electricity, you can't see it, but, you see the light.
Yes.
I was going to say with this show, I can't see the electricity, but I hear it crackling in the high voltage insights, between you and Ashwini, and I suspect Chris today, and the whole Sangha. So I can I can hear it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right? We're vibrating along.
Thank you, everybody.
Oh, thank you, Janice. Stay warm.
Yes. It's very beautiful.
go rescue those phones.
Yes. My apologies.
Right. No, that's not a problem. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks, Janice. Sherry, that's just so my experience with those nighttime wake-ups that to start, it can seem like the perfect opportunity for egocentric karmic conditioning to corner the human, because the worst of all possible scenarios, according to conditioning, is taking place. It's got you alone and in the dark. And
right.
At some point for me, it was it just became clear that, I'm a person that likes to practice, and here's the perfect opportunity. And
Right. And in fact, it becomes. Oh, go ahead.
Well, it just gets right back to that thank you place. Then that's almost like, oh yeah, go ahead, please wake me up. I would enjoy the opportunity to see how I cause myself to suffer in this place. And
And then it stops waking you up, right?
Exactly.
I've talked to so many people who suffered from insomnia. And they just got to that place that you're describing. Everybody else is asleep. The whole world is asleep, right?
Yeah.
So I can just be here in this nice, snug place, and I can meditate undisturbed. I love this. And then it stops happening.
Right. And really, it's true all the time that if conditioning can't torture us with a particular story at a particular time, it just goes away and then, looks for another opening somewhere. So,
And we could call that cleaning up karma.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Because when we lose interest in the story, the karma is gone. It's over. Now, as we're fond of pointing out, it might circle around at some other time and just see if you still don't have any interest in it. But we turn our attention away, it's gone. It ceases to exist.
Yep. Yep. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's move along to our next caller.
Okay.
Next caller, you are live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Chris. This is Kim from Vashon Island, Washington.
Well, how are you?
I am fantastic and excited to be on the call. And a couple days ago, I woke up and meditated, and what dropped in was, why is it wrong to say thank you out loud? And this was before the 2 days of thank you as a prayer. And it was just so coincidental that that came up. And I thought to myself, and I recorded and listened, and I thought to myself, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And conditioning wants to get a hold of it, you know, to put me in sort of a, this is better, this is worse, you know, if you say it out loud, it's bad, if you, you know, and
which is crazy, isn't
it?
Isn't that crazy? So many people have that conditioning. You don't say thank you. You don't ever say I'm sorry. Okay? People have that conditioning. And it's like, where does that come from? Because what is sweeter than saying thank you? You know, and what is more more real than apologizing when we're aware that's the, you know, that's really the right thing to say.
Absolutely, and so I said thank you for that coming in.
Thank you for that insight.
And then I said thank you to everything. I said thank you to an argument that came up. I said thank you to a criticism that came through. Thank you. And the person who criticized me kind of was like, huh? Fantastic.
It's a great way, not from a mean place, but to throw somebody a curve, right? Because you're supposed to feel bad. And, you know, depending on the circumstances, there's somebody criticizes me, and there can be thank you for many things. Thank you for pointing that out, because there's a very good chance it's something that I'm not aware of that I'd like to be aware of. And then there's thank you for telling me, because a lot of people will hold silent resentments and never say out loud to the person what's going on with them. So there's a lot to be grateful for in that kind of situation.
I like that. Thank you for telling me. That's a really nice way to use the thank you in that situation.
Yeah, and to grow the intimacy that we all would like to have. You know, because if I have something going about you, I can either just watch my heart close as ego builds cases, you know, because there was that thing that you did or that thing that you said, and then now ego is watching. Do you see? She did it again. She did it again. And I'm just being closed off from you. And you never know why. I mean, I'm just living in my own little ego world over here of resentments and anger against you. And the only way it can really be held in place is if I'm meant to keep it a secret and harbor it and grow it. And I push you farther and farther away. So to be able to learn how to say in a kind, compassionate way what's going on with me, not making it about you, but owning that this is the process that I'm stuck in, that really can bring us closer together. It has great potential to bring us close together instead of pushing us apart.
And it takes tremendous, you know, depersonalizing, you know, of not taking it personally.
Yes.
More practice there.
Yeah, more practice there. But if we were all doing it, You know, if it became more that we shared with one another our process, you know, then it would, we could normalize it. You know, that would be how we interact with one another as people, instead of this other way.
Mm-hmm. Love it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And yes, thank you. And that conversation reminds me of something that I wanted to say on this call, because I'm not sure everybody would have encountered this, but I learned the most amazing thing yesterday. So in Texas, a Muslim mosque burned down. Now, I don't know how or why it burned down, but it burned down. And the Jewish community in that town gave the keys to their synagogue to the Muslim community so that they could share a place of worship until the mosque is repaired.
Wow.
I mean, that's one of those, how do you stop crying? You know? Mm. That I mean, there it is. Yes, that's what's possible for us as human beings when we get past all of that egocentric hogwash in our heads. Anyway, I just love that, and I wanted everybody to hear the story. Yep, spread the good
news. Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. All right. Enjoy the day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy, sure, there really isn't any other response other than wow. And I can feel the chills.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it really
and that's happening now. Yes, yeah. That's happening now in our very country. Yeah. Oh, it's so
and
beautiful.
Such a great place to focus the attention with everything that's going on, to know that there is that kind of unconditionally loving response that's just at the heart of every person. And it's out there and in action all the time, but probably way underreported.
Yes. Oh, what a really good point. Yeah. Yeah. So it tells us that that's happening. They're just good people everywhere doing kind and loving things, and that we can really appreciate and honor them and emulate them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. To know we've got plenty of company in that journey towards being that unconditional love, sure.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, the other thing that Kim started us with that seemed great to underline is with that process of saying thank you, that as soon as I move into it in the way that she was describing it, it seems like that, like any process, it's independent of content. And so once I'm there, whatever the next awareness is just the next thing to be thank you for or to be thankful for.
Yeah.
And it's completely independent of what it is. And it might be something that conditioning labels as awful or to avoid or resist. But once we're there, then every awareness is a yes, thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's such a good point. It reminds me of that book, Tofu Roshi, that was out decades ago, and the Tofu Roshi was saying to parents how you can tell if your child is involved in an Eastern religion, and it's if you notice them bowing randomly to inanimate objects.
That's it, isn't it? Exactly.
That's it. Yeah. We would just go around saying thank you for everything. We're bowing to everything. What in the world? And yet, as you say, once we get the hang of it, then we realize there's nothing outside of gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Because whatever happens, if I'm present, I'm going to be grateful. Because I'm going to see something, I'm going to learn something, I'm going to realize something, and if nothing else, for that I am grateful.
Yeah, yeah. And then being in that process opens me to receiving all of that wisdom that you're just pointing at. Mm-hmm. All right, very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Let's do our next person here. Hold still. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, Sherry and Chris. This is Mira in Seattle.
Hi,
Mira. Well, hello there.
Hi. It's Pacific Northwest morning. I've had the intention of calling in to Open Air and to other shows since August, and I'm finally doing it today. I'm feeling all the same things that I normally feel, but that smile that goes with the thanks has been just really helpful with cutting through all of the stuff that gets in the way.
So all of these conditioned reactions rise up and they control you. Is that what you're saying? Yeah. So they control you. And that smile cuts through conditioning's ability to do that to you.
Right, to the extent, I mean, I'm still feeling it all, but...
It's not controlling you.
It's not controlling me. Exactly.
Wow. That is powerful.
It is, and the other thing that I saw with this is how direct the experience is of saying thank you, especially with the smile, because when you say you're grateful for something, there's like a separation. But thank you, it's like a direct relationship.
And
you get to be the recipient of whatever is being thanked.
So it's a giving and receiving when you say thank you with the smile. Is that kind of what you mean?
Well, just the very act of saying thank you. Just the very act of saying thank you. Like, thank you to this table for holding me up right now.
Uh-huh.
It's like an acknowledgement of a relationship that the table is having.
Yes. Yes. An acknowledgement of the oneness.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the bowing to inanimate objects, right?
Yeah.
Because what we're conditioned to believe is there's me, and then there's everything else, and everything else is not me, and I'm not any of that. And what you're saying with that, thank you, or the bow, or whatever it is, it acknowledges that this we're doing this together. This is a relationship, which is a giant step toward a realization of non-separation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, table.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I confess, I don't know if you've heard me confess this, but I walk around doing that all day long. Mm-hmm. You know, I just thank everything that comes into my awareness that I realize I'm enjoying. Now, I don't always say thank you to the traffic, say, you know, although if I'm paying close attention, I might. But especially to trees and flowers and birds and the things that just really bring such joy. There's always a thank you that goes with the presence. And I've actually never considered it as odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's such a great thing to be practicing along with all the other things for the last week and a half or however long this has been going, and it's just been amazing the way we get to see so many different angles and build on the awarenesses.
It is. It's glorious,
yeah,
isn't it?
I just pictured,
you know, going through the house, come home from work or wherever, and maybe it's been, or whatever's going on, it's been kind of a difficult time. You just walk through the house and just thank everything there that you love, everything that takes mm-hmm. care of you and is there when you need it and supports you and nurtures you. And I think we couldn't do that without winding up with a great big smile on our face.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing about the smiles that makes it a felt experience. It's not just a head thought, mind. I guess maybe it's that it's easy to say thank you and be in that mental sheath.
Uh-huh.
And not bring it into the body, and that smile does that.
Into the heart, yeah.
Yes.
You know, it reminds me of one other thing that can sound slightly off topic, but I think it's really important for us to consider, that teachers have long known, and sadly it has gone the way of all flesh, that if students dress nicely and sit up straight, they pay more attention. Now, of course, none of that happens nowadays, and teachers would be the first to lament that passage, right? But it's really true. I mean, when we dress up, say, we feel better. We tend to be more present, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think is why Dogen encouraged people always to take a shower or a bath and dress in clean, nice clothes and put flowers on the altar, fresh flowers on the altar, and make the sit a special occasion because mm-hmm. we're more present. And so in that same way with the things that surround us and care for us, to be in that place of reverence with them and gratitude for them changes us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Mira.
Thanks, Chris. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So what happens next, Chris?
Well, let's see. We're about 3 minutes. So probably if you have any other kind of comments on today's assignment, we can go there, or we can move on to what's going to happen next. Did we do that?
Let's go on to what's going to happen now.
Let's do.
Not that we're leaving, thank you. Not that we're leaving smiles and gratitude behind. We are not. It's, as Mira just said, we're building, right? So what is the next building block of our, Project Joy?
Yeah. Yeah, and reading the quote and assignment for today, it seems like it's right in line that we're just going to keep right on practicing all of those things. So here it is. The quote is, "A diamond is just a lump of coal that's stuck to its job." Leonardo da Vinci. Today, recognize that lump of coal in your life that you suspect is a diamond in the making, if only you will stick with it. Record and listen your wonder at this process of transformation and the willingness you bring to assist the coal to transform.
So I saw a movie recently that I think I've encouraged everybody I've ever talked to since then to see, which is called Hidden Figures. And there are a couple of just priceless lines in that movie. And one is where the fellow who's, in charge of the rocket launching business at NASA says that for him, we're already on the moon. Okay, this is a long time ago. So in his mind, we're already there. He doesn't know how it's going to happen, but it's already happened, which is the Zen, my favorite cup is already broken in the eternal now moment. And when you read that quote, I thought the lump of coal is already the diamond. Right?
Yeah.
And when we turn our attention to that lump of coal in our own lives, then what we can have a sense of is that it's already the diamond, because here it is, and I'm attending to it. So it's already this tremendous gift for me. It's already this thing of incredible beauty.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that everything that is the lump of coal, it has everything in it. It needs to become the diamond.
Yes, and in fact, it already is. We may not be able to see it yet, but it already is.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is sticking with it. That's our part of the program, until we can see it for what it truly is.
Until whatever is informing us that it's a lump of coal no longer has the power, that story no longer has the power to hide that from us.
Exactly. Exactly so.
You know, and with that, Sherry, it really is, I know that probably everyone on this call can look at their lives and that there is an experience of doing that in one domain or another. So perhaps it's a career or some kind of a schooling endeavor or whatever it is, but sticking with something until that diamond becomes really clear in focus.
Yeah, yeah. Until we move from it's out there, it's other, it's whatever, mm-hmm. it's a difficulty, it's a problem, it's a lump of coal, to wow, here we are. This is beautiful.
Exactly. As you say that, you know, the lumps of coal are if you haven't been good over the course of the year, that's what you get for Christmas. So
yeah.
We need to go beyond that, probably. And
yes. Yeah, checking it twice, finding out who's naughty or nice. We know where all that stuff came from, right?
Exactly.
That's the world we're moving away from. Yeah.
Indeed. All right. Well, very good.
All right.
I think we've reached the end of our time this morning. So thank you much, Sherry, and thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks to everyone. Talk to you Monday.
Monday.
Talk to you Monday.
Oh, yeah, too. That's a good reminder. So we will have three quotes on Monday and assignments to practice with. So over the course of the weekend, practicing with today's assignment, Saturdays and Sundays, Monday's call, we can look at whatever you're seeing with either of those three. So until then.
So however people are receiving the assignments, we want to watch for them on Saturday and Sunday, huh? And,
that's it.
And get ready
got
for
it.
Monday. Okay.
You got
All
it.
Right. Thank you again, Chris. Take good care. Talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I just think that we have all